Welcome to the Moms Who Create podcast. I'm Kelly Heil, a mom, author, and artist, and I'm on a mission to celebrate and empower you. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, I'm sharing my insights and resources, diving into the stories of amazing writers, artists, and entrepreneurs, and helping you rewrite the narrative of balancing motherhood with your creative journey. Grab your coffee, a notebook, and let's get started. This is the Moms Who Create podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Moms Who Create podcast. So it's spring break week here, and it very well may be where you are too, because a lot of people are having spring break right now, and everyone's really busy. So I am just giving you a quick episode of encouragement that you can listen to while you're traveling or laying on the beach. And when I say laying on the beach, of course, I mean making a sandcastle with your oldest child with one hand while changing your baby's sandy swim diaper with your other hand. I titled today's episode, Practice Makes Progress. And here's why. Last week, I was at Aldi. I'm sure you were expecting that, right? Of course, practice makes progress. Oh, we better talk about Aldi. I mean, I could talk about Aldi forever. I love Aldi. Anyway, you know those aisles that have the most amazing things, and it's so random, you really never know what they're going to have, but you just have to go and find those treasures. Well, they had a journal, and on the journal it said, practice makes progress. And I was like, man, that's good. That phrase has probably been around forever. But in that moment, I couldn't remember ever hearing that before. And it really made me stop and think. Too many times we hear, practice makes perfect. And I don't know, it might. Maybe if you're like a professional basketball player. No, because they miss baskets all the time. Are you ever watching and they miss a free throw and you're like, you get paid $70 million a year. You can't miss a free throw or a layup. Anyway, I'll digress on that. But even they're not perfect. And they're literally making $70 million a year to put a basketball in a hoop. But they're really good. They're really good, aren't they? And they practice all the time. Now, I'm not comparing us to basketball players. That just came out and I went on a rant. I did. But to moms, when we're juggling the demands of motherhood, we're trying to pursue our passions, or just trying to fit in some time to work on whatever we're working on, whatever project we're working on at the time, you know, trying to find those 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 3 hours, whatever it is, the idea of practice makes progress is something that we can all really relate to as moms. Okay, let's jump right in. I have a couple thoughts to give you, a couple quick thoughts, as long as I don't keep talking about NBA players. I have a couple thoughts on kind of what it is, kind of like unpacking practice makes progress, right? And how we can put that into our lives or think about it different or really change our mindset of seeking perfection. So I just came up with a few things I think we should hit on, and hopefully it'll help you on your journey of life. Okay, let's unpack what practice means for us moms. Practice. I get it. Our days are like a never-ending marathon. We have chores, our children, our husbands, and 100 other things just fighting for our attention. But hold on a sec, because practice isn't just about checking off tasks on our endless to-do lists. It's about something that's a bit deeper. Picture this. In between all the chaos going on, there are pockets of time where we can really focus on improving ourselves or improving our skills. Skills. My Southern Indian is coming out again. So whether it's perfecting a new dish that you're making, let's just talk about dinner. Okay, you want to perfect this new dish. Finding better ways to handle challenging parenting moments. Maybe stealing away for some me time or for some time to work on your book or make art or do the thing. That's where practice comes in. I've said this at least 4,000 times on the podcast. It's about being intentional. And I will say that until my dying days, be intentional about your life in so many different ways. It's about seizing those moments to grow, even when there's so much chaos or so many busy days happening. It's in the everyday routines, the diaper changes, the bedtime stories, the endless games of peekaboo or hide and seek. I love hide and seek. I do. Just as long as it's not outside. My anxiety can't take hide and seek outside. Anyway, we have a better chance to refine our skills and become better moms. And sure, it's not always glamorous, and it's definitely not always easy. But it's in these moments of persistence and dedication that we really, really grow. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed, remember that practice isn't just another thing on your to-do list. We love to-do lists. I love a good list that I can check off. But we can't put the practice on there as just something to check off. It's a part of who you are as a mom. Embrace it, lean into it, and trust that with every intentional effort, you're not just practicing, but you're making progress. Now let's talk about growth mindset. As moms, we are the ultimate multitaskers, aren't we? We can juggle countless responsibilities every single day, and we wear a lot of hats. Chef, chauffeur, nurse, negotiator, everything, on top of being a writer or artist or whatever you are. But in all of that chaos of our daily lives, and when I say chaos of our daily lives, I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I love everything about every part of the chaos of mom life. I love it. Except when my kids get sick. My four-year-old is sick right now, and I am not a fan of fevers. That's some chaos that I am, that takes me down. It does. It brings me down. I can't focus on anything except like getting rid of the fever, or I want her to feel better. But besides sickness, just the regular old chaos of motherhood, there is one mindset that stands out as being particularly powerful, and that's growth mindset. Okay, if you haven't really like heard of this or read anything about it, what exactly is a growth mindset? I mean, you can probably figure it out by just the words, but it's about believing in our capacity to learn and evolve, even when we're faced with terrible obstacles or just some setbacks. Calling all creative moms with big dreams and busy schedules. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the idea of writing a children's book? Do you find yourself lost in the maze of publishing details, unsure where to start? That's why Jacqueline Christine, a dedicated wife, mother of five, and passionate children's author, created the Children's Author Checklist. Because if anyone knows the struggle, it's Jacqueline. The Children's Author Checklist is designed to alleviate the overwhelm of the publishing process and empower aspiring authors like you. So say goodbye to endless research and confusion and focus on your next bestseller. Take control of your publishing journey and don't let uncertainty hold you back. Download your free Children's Author Checklist today and take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. Visit jacquelinechristine.com/checklist now. That's jacquelinechristine.com/checklist. Instead of viewing challenges as these massive roadblocks, we see them as opportunities for growth and development. Not exactly like the Pollyanna mindset, like everything's happy and wonderful and daisies, even though I love that. I love that outlook. But it's more like, okay, how can we turn this around? Think Kelly Clarkson, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. We really need a mindset that's rooted in like resilience. We do need the optimism and just a steadfast belief in our potential to improve. Like, okay, this sucks. This is awful. How can I turn it around and it can help me grow? You know, we learn from our mistakes. How can I use this to help me go in a positive direction? That's growth mindset. Imagine the impact of showing our children that failure isn't something to be feared, but rather like embraced as a natural part of the learning process. By fostering that growth mindset within our families, we are empowering our children to approach their own challenges with confidence and with their own resilience, knowing that their efforts will ultimately lead to their growth and their progress. So teach your children to do the same. Because when we believe in our own capacity to grow, there's literally no limit to what us or our children can achieve. One thing I want to reiterate is setting goals as a mom. Let's talk about this again, because let's face it, our to-do list can sometimes feel like they're a mile long, because usually they are a mile long. And sometimes they're not, but they really do feel like it's just a mountain that we can't climb and we don't even want to start because it's just so much. So between diaper changes, school drop-offs, soccer practice, music lessons, gymnastics, whatever it is that you do, lacrosse. No one plays lacrosse around here, but it seems like a fun sport. Anyway, so between all of that, we've talked about it time and time again. Finding that time to work on our stuff is a daunting task. It just feels like a lot. We don't have time for it. So first things first, let's break those big, lofty goals down into bite-sized pieces. Guys, you can go back to my very, very first episode with Michelle, and her advice, the very first piece of advice on here was like, hey, break everything you're doing down into chunks. Break that big goal down into chunks because it feels a lot more achievable, attainable. It feels like you can do it when it's not this huge thing staring you in the face, making fun of you, saying you don't got the time for this. We have the time for small steps. We do. No, we don't have the time to spend, 40 hours sitting in a chair. I don't know why we do that. But 40 hours, working on something in a row right now to finish it. No, but we can do little steps here and there that will add up to that at the end. We can totally do that. So we can conquer this big mountain that's in front of us, just not at one time. And you know this. If you listen to my podcast, I've said this before, but it's something we have to keep telling ourselves. I have to keep telling myself over and over. And you wouldn't still be listening to this podcast if you were a professional at time management. You wouldn't. Let's be honest with ourselves. So whether it's this big project that you're working on as far as like writing or art or, a DIY project at your house, whatever you're doing, setting realistic goals is key to staying motivated and staying on track. So again, how do we do it? We'll start by identifying your big picture goals. Those aspirations that like light a fire in your soul and make you really excited for the future. Once you've got those locked in, it's time to just break them into small, actionable steps. Break them down into chunks. Think of these as your building blocks that'll help you reach that destination that you have your sights set on. My husband loves Lego. He loves it. He's, late 30s now, but we'll just say mid. We'll keep it at that. And he loves Legos. But he'll get these like huge car sets that have thousands of pieces. And he's a very busy guy in general. And I'm like, how are you going to finish that? How are you going to do that? And I mean, you know where I'm going with this, right? They're little blocks that whenever he has time to work on it, he'll work on it. And then it makes this huge car or whatever he's building. And it's amazing. Then he goes and gets another set. And in between all the work he's doing, he'll put some blocks together. So those are literal building blocks that he's working with. But that's just an accurate visual picture of what we're going through in our minds too. So where the magic happens, instead of overwhelming yourself with all the enormity of all your goals, because if you're like me, I always have like 10 things that I'm really going to do, and I'll totally do it one day. I will. But I always have a very long like passion goal list. So instead of overwhelming yourself with being like, I have to do it now, instant gratification, just focus on what you can do right now in the moment. What can you do to move the needle forward? Maybe it's just setting aside 15 minutes each day to work on whatever you want to work on, or just committing to like one small act of self-care each week. Maybe you just want to add in a little self-care. A couple episodes ago, I talked to Emma Bennion. Man, I love her. Go back a few episodes and listen to that if you want some advice on just finding those little bits of time to put self-care in your routine. If you want to set yourself up for success, have those big goals, have those big dreams, but make sure that you're setting realistic, achievable, small goals to reach that big one. Give yourself permission to celebrate those small victories along the way. That's really powerful, just to celebrate the small steps, no matter what you're doing. I don't care if it's creative or not. Celebrate every single small step along the way. So again, to summarize what I just said, next time you're feeling overwhelmed with the sheer magnitude of your to-do list, remember this. Break it down, keep it real, and just watch as those big goals become a reality, one small step at a time. And don't forget to embrace the messy, imperfect journey of motherhood, especially when you have younger kids and you are going after the stuff, going after what you want to do when you're just in the thick of it. This is not saying anything bad about motherhood. Again, like motherhood's like my favorite thing. I wouldn't have a podcast if I wasn't a mom. Like this is the most amazing life, but it can be a lot. We give a lot of ourselves. We serve our family, but let's embrace the messy and perfect journey of motherhood. Like I said, like the highs, the lows, everything in between. The joy of watching our children grow and learn, even as they push our patience to the limits, that's what we're here for. That's what it's about. Because here's the thing, it's not just about reaching the finish line. It's about growth, the memories, and all the lessons that we learn along the way. Sure, there'll be tough days. There'll be days when we feel like we're just failing miserably at the whole mom creative, just mom thing in general. But in those moments, let's remember that it's okay to stumble. It's okay to feel that way. And it's okay to make mistakes, because it's through those struggles that we learn, grow, and become the moms that we were meant to be. So the next time that you find yourself knee deep in chaos, take a deep breath and remind yourself of the beauty that just surrounds you in your children and in your family. Embrace the journey, the messy and imperfect journey that you're going through, and cherish every precious moment with your little ones. Because in the end, again, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey itself. And what a beautiful journey we're going through. So in your life as a mom and in your life as a creative, remember, practice makes progress. Don't shoot for perfection. No matter how good you are at what you do, you're not perfect. Okay, one more MBA thing. I'm just going to remind you that they get paid millions of dollars and, you know, their pinky gets hurt and they can't play for the rest of the season, or they miss that free throw, or they get in a fight because, I don't know, grown men sometimes just get in fights over a basketball. I love basketball. This isn't a dig at the NBA, but I'm just saying, no one's perfect. No one's perfect, Jesus, but no one's perfect here on earth. Don't compare yourself to anyone. It's all about progress. Everyone's making progress, and just enjoy life. Just enjoy life and know that you are doing so good. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to connect with me and the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at Moms Who Create Podcast. I hope you have an amazing spring break, or if you're listening to this in the winter next year, I hope you have an amazing winter break, whatever it is. Just thanks for listening and supporting me. It means the world. You don't even know. I'll see you next week.